but I am now delighted to have on the phone Eoin O'Brien to talk about this new land development bill. Hello, Eoin, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. It's getting a bit panicky there now. It's coming close to cutting off point. But I'm delighted we've got through to you. Now, talking of this new land development bill, tell us basically, outline what it means. I know it's to sell off land that will make it like for social and affordable housing, or is it for everybody?
Okay, so the Land Development Agency was an initiative of Fine Gael launched in September 2018. It's a new state agency. It will be established as a commercial state agency, so a company operating like a private company but owned by a government. And its job will be to assemble, in the first instance, public land banks and then develop those lands for residential development. There's a lot of confusion at the moment because the original bill by Fine Gael was for 10% social, 30% affordable, and 60% open market unaffordable homes in general on the public land, which was obviously very, very controversial. And there was a lot of criticism of the bill in draft form when it came to the Oireachtas Housing Committee in 2019. Since then, the bill has undergone some changes, but Darragh O'Brien refused to allow the Oireachtas Housing Committee to undergo what's called pre-legislative scrutiny to tease out a lot of these things. So we've had a dull debate, and there are still very many concerns that those of us who are critical of the Fine Gael plan still have with respect to the Fianna Fáil plan. So the first thing is, it is still clear that public land will be used for unaffordable open market price private homes. We don't know what percentage because the minister won't tell us. And ultimately, if the bill passes, it will be the minister who decides on any given site. But our view is very clear that the only homes that should be built on public land are affordable homes for working people and appropriate number of social homes. So that's the first problem.
Yeah.
The second problem is even the affordable homes, it looks like they're not really going to be affordable for large numbers of working people. We're looking at rents between 1,000 and 1,300 euros for apartments, and they can't tell us what the purchase price will be, but we expect it will be somewhere in the region of 300-320,000 euros. The state or the land development agency may hold back a portion of the property in what's called a share equity stake. So you may only have to bring mortgage finance of 250,000, but you would still have to pay back the remaining 50,000 plus to the LDA or the state at a later stage. So really, they're not genuinely affordable homes.
No.
And then there's a few other controversial bits to it. So, for example, whenever land is being transferred by a local authority to any other person or body, it has to go through a public process called a Section 183 land transfer, ultimately voted on by the councillors. That power is going to be removed from councillors, and the LDA will be allowed to acquire public land without the consent of elected members, which is really appalling. And we think that's been done because we think councillors, particularly in Dublin City, would oppose the transfer of land to the LDA if any of that land is to be used for open market price, unaffordable homes. The LDA also won't be subject to the lobby register, and there's big question marks around whether the Freedom of Information Act will fully apply to subsidiary companies of the LDA, particularly where those subsidiaries could be joint ventures with the private sector. And then the LDA will also be given some planning powers to develop strategic development zone master plans, which then have to be submitted to the board. So there's a lot of controversy around it. I suppose the last thing I'd say is the big difference between Darragh O'Brien's bill and Eoin Murphy's bill is that the word affordable does appear in Darragh O'Brien's draft. It's mentioned repeatedly. But the definition of affordable in the bill is absolutely meaningless.
Yeah.
Basically, it's anything below the median house price in a given area or the median rent in a given area. So, for example, in Dundrum, where the LDA has a very big site, the median house price there will be about 550,000 euros. So the idea that anything below that price would be considered affordable is just ludicrous.
Yeah.
So the bill has passed through second stage in the Dáil. It will then come into committee stage in the coming weeks or months where amendments will be tabled and we'll see if we can get any approvals to the bill. But as it currently stands, it doesn't do what's required. We need large amounts of cash to be given to local authorities and approved housing bodies to build large volumes of social and affordable homes. The LDA, notwithstanding the fact that it was set up in 2018, it currently has about 50 staff, it has a significant budget from government. The first homes it's going to deliver is in 2023. It will only deliver 200 to 400 homes in that year, moving it up to about 700, 800 homes the following year. It'll be 2025 before it even breaches 1,000 homes. That's not required, what's required to tackle the housing crisis. We need much more ambition and much more investment. And our Council of Improved Housing Bodies are the best agencies to deliver that.
Definitely. But, I mean, really, even from the start, you're saying 10% were social and 30% were affordable. This was from the earlier draft. I mean, yeah. How can they just say justify 10% of social housing when there's such a high list and we have so many homeless people and homeless families in hostels at the moment? How can they justify that when it is public lands? And the other thing is, why is it so secretive? Why aren't they letting people, you know, that to me just, it stinks, you know, that they're not letting people in.
Exactly. So a couple of things. So first of all, the LDA, the first project that the LDA is actually developing is in conjunction with Dunleer at Down County Council. And that has secured planning permission at Shangana Castle in the south of the city. And that is a project that will be fully public. So it will be about 40% social, 40% affordable rental, although the rents won't be affordable for everybody, and about 20% affordable purchase, but we don't know the purchase price. Now, the reason why that's 100% public is because the council insisted on that, and the council put in the planning application, the LDA will do the development. The worry we have, however, is, for example, on a nearby site, the Dundrum Central site, there'll be over 1,300 homes there, but the LDA will not tell us what percentage will be social, what percentage will be affordable, what percentage will be unaffordable open market price. And while the minister is saying that it will be at least 50% means what? 10% social and 40% affordable, you know, is it 60%? So there's a lack of transparency, which I think is very worrying. And the more the LDA grows and the more sites it develops, the big fear many of us have is because it will want to attract private investment to increase its output, increasing volumes of homes will be unaffordable open market price, but also even if affordable, won't be affordable to many people. And of course, you're absolutely right, the level of social housing would be far, far too low. Like in real terms, an LDA site like Dundrum, that should have at least 30% social, at least 30% affordable rental, and at least 30% affordable sale, right? That's the kind of figures that we'd really like to see. And the affordable rentals should be between 700 and 900 euros a month to rent. And the affordable sales should be 230,000 or less with no shared equity loan. So I suppose that the worry is this. There was a time when government simply gave councils significant capital investment to build homes and the staff to do that with. And when they did that, councils built really good quality, large-scale public housing estates. We want to return to those days, but to ensure that in those estates that are developed, we have a good mix of social rental, affordable purchase. And given that we have 31 local authorities that already exist, would it not be just quicker to give them the money and staff and let them go and do it, rather than creating a new super quango with all of these problems that takes time to establish? And like I say, not a single LDA home will be delivered until 5 years after its establishment in 2023. And even then, according to the LDA, it's going to be a small number of homes for the first 2 to 3 years before it even reaches 1,000. And 1,000 homes by a statewide agency is a tiny number when we need, you know, anything up to 15,000 new social homes every year. And realistically speaking, we need to start getting into thousands of affordable homes to rent or buy annually. You know, anywhere as much as 8,000 affordable homes mixed between rental and purchase on an annual basis.
I know, definitely. I mean, even in this area itself, I mean, the house prices are going up and up and up, as we've seen. And, you know, an affordable house, 300 and something or 400,000 is not affordable. You know, it's not affordable to people who are on low salaries, even two small salaries, you know, and having to save the 40,000, 50,000 to get to have that home in purchasing. It's not affordable, even if you have two salaries and you're not looking for any other state intervention.
And look, can I say this to you? Even for couples on good incomes, right? Mm. Purchasing a home in Dublin, the commuter belt in Cork City is very difficult. And let's not forget single people, right? Like, single people on good incomes are completely priced out of the market. You know, in real terms, the private purchase sector and mortgage finance is really, really only looking at two income couples where both are earning over the average wage, right? And the average wage being significantly higher than a lot of single people will be earning. So I suppose the problem is this. On the one hand, government isn't investing enough in the direct delivery of good quality affordable homes for working people. And at the same time, it's introducing high-risk schemes like the Help to Buy scheme or the Shared Equity Loan scheme, which everybody is saying will push up house prices, the ESRI, the Central Bank, the Department of Public Expenditure Reform, as well as the opposition. And we even have Fine Gael councillors and Green Party TDs saying the policies Dara O'Brien has been introducing since Minister, increasing the Help to Buy and this controversial pro-developer Shared Equity Loan scheme will push up house prices. So not only is government not doing the right thing, but they're also doing the wrong thing, dragging us back to the old inflationary days of the Celtic Tiger and making it even more difficult for working people to rent or buy. Mm. The bottom line is this. The private speculative residential development model cannot deliver for working people. And we can see that all over the city. The average price of new build apartments in Dublin is now over €400,000, for example. We need large volumes of good quality, not-for-profit homes to rent or buy at prices 230 or less. That's the only way to meet the needs of working people. And that requires the state to dramatically increase investment to local authorities, approved housing bodies, community housing trusts, housing cooperatives, and do what, for example, O'Coolan Co-Housing Co-op are doing in Ballymun at the moment. They're building really nice quality apartments, two and three bedrooms, and they're selling them for less than 250,000. They built really beautiful two- and three-bedroom starter homes in Poppentry. A couple of years back, they were selling them for 170 to €225,000. Like, this can be done if government had the political will to say, ensuring working people have access to affordable homes is our priority, and we're going to do everything in our power to make that happen. Unfortunately, we're hearing a lot of rhetoric from the government about this, but their policies and their low levels of investment aren't matching their rhetoric, and it's working people who will be left paying the price.
This is so true. Unfortunately, it seems to me it's like the they're so far removed they don't realise, or maybe they do realise, but it's like the Marie Antoinette. It's like they're up there saying, oh, of course this is affordable, but it's all to do with the developers. They're selling land off to the developers. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting further down the chain. They'll never have a home, you know. It's just ridiculous that they come out with these ideas. Now, how can somebody object? How can people get involved now at this stage? Can they voice?
What we need people to do is we need people to contact their local TDs, because while the bill, the Land Development Agency bill, has passed through the first kind of hurdle in the door, it's now going to go to committee. And for example, I know I'll table a very, very large number of amendments to try and deal with the problems that I've identified in the bill, and other TDs are going to do the same. So really, we need people to contact their local TDs, particularly Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and Green TDs, and say, we have big concerns about this bill. This isn't, in our view, the way to deliver good quality, affordable homes at scale for working people. It isn't the way to deliver large volumes of social homes. It's going to undermine further the ability of our councils to do what they used to do well in the past. And therefore, we want you to accept amendments to improve this bill. But more importantly, we want you to increase direct investment to local authorities to build and buy the social and affordable homes that people need. And I think if people start getting involved in that way, obviously because of COVID-19, we haven't been able to do the kinds of political mobilisations that we were doing under the Raise the Roof banner led by the Irish Congress of Trade Unions and the homeless NGOs back in 2018 and 2019. But COVID isn't going to be here forever. There will be an opportunity to be back out in the streets campaigning on these issues again. But in the meantime, get onto the phone, get onto the email, get in touch with your local politicians, particularly TDs and senators, and urge them to change this bill for the better. Because unfortunately, all of the indicators are rents and house prices, particularly in Dublin and the commuter belt, are going to continue to rise. And that is not good news for working people, either looking to buy their own home or rent at an affordable price.
Yes, definitely. So hopefully somebody gets on to somebody. And will you come back on when...
Absolutely. So we don't know when it's coming back yet.
Yes.
But whenever you want us on, give me a shout. No problem.
Oh, definitely. Thanks so much, Owen, for talking
to
us this morning.
No problem. Good to talk to you as always.
Good. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Now, as he says, get on to your local TDs. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Green Party, they're putting it through and we need to get on and give our objections and put them out there.